down, boys. We've got Peter Shaw from Genesis 8 Tech. He knows he's the only thing standing between you and lunch, so he's going to give you a fun time. We're going to hit the warm welcome.
Famous last words, Allison. We'll see about that. So 7 years ago, I was living in farm town, Cullen, North Dakota, 2 hours southwest of here, and I wanted to be involved in a community that was really up and coming with startups and that type of thing. So of course, I was going to move to Austin, Texas. Then I got to see what guys like Jake Jorgensen and Greg Devine were doing here in the Fargo-Moorhead area, and said, there's something really amazing happening in this community. And what's happening here today is the result of all that hard work, so I'm grateful to be here for that. So my name is Peter Schott. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Genesis Feed Technologies. We're solving a very small and simple problem, and that is to redefine how commodities like corn and soybeans, for those on farm, the tall one is corn, the short one is soybeans out there, are traded. May not seem like much, but to quote John Lennon, you may say that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. We're working with a number of different partners to take this message globally. We're in 17 different countries around the world with groups like the Soybean Export Council, U.S. Grains, Bungie, North Dakota Soybean Council, and more. Right now, as we speak, we're doing a research project with Bill Wilson at NDSU to redefine premium standards for soybeans, so when they go to market based on energy and amino acids, farmers can start to get a bonus for that. Governor Burgum earlier today was talking about the crush plant and the soybean production in this area. Why does all this matter, what we're doing? All the volume of that crop that we're producing here, we have to stay competitive in international markets. There's a ton of intense pressure globally among us, between us and Argentina and Brazil, to make sure that our crops are the ones sold when those buyers overseas make the decision. And price and protein isn't cutting it. It's super competitive. So our platform helps make that value difference and say, here's why you should buy from the U.S. So that's what our company does. An extension of what we're doing is a project called Seed to Feed. We have a 5-acre plot out there where we're showcasing opportunities to improve the supply chain through a real life project. We're growing the soybeans. We have 9 industry leading partners that are doing things from advocacy to technology to marketing that are all involved out there. You can see signs about each one of them and what they're doing. We're working with the Emerging Digital Academy. They're helping us build a digital platform to connect the data from all those different platforms in a way that really hasn't been done before. So we're really excited about that. Our vision with that in the future is we want to grow that into a larger plot with more research, more opportunities and things like it. So what I'm hoping you'll do today is, number one, check out the Future Farmer magazine that's out. Page 58 has an article about the project we're doing. And if you're really curious to know what I looked like when my hair was up around here and not down here, you can flip to the page before that and see a little bit more about our company. Or you can check out our plot later. We're going to have some signs and a tour. You can also chat with Jenny Mellum. She's the project leader. She's really the boss and knows what's going on, so talk to her about it. And so, yeah, that's what we're doing. I'm going to leave one thing here. I got this text earlier today. I wanted to share this. People with the scarcity mentality tend to see everything in terms of win-lose. There's only so much, and if someone else has it, that means there'll be less for me. The more principle-centered we become, the more we develop an abundance mentality, the more we are genuinely happy for the successes, well-being, achievements, recognition, and good fortune of other people. We believe their success adds to rather than detracts from our lives. That's Stephen Covey. I'm grateful here today to be surrounded by people that have that abundance mindset, not only here in this room, but also in the Fargo-Moorhead community, and really grateful that 7 years ago, I made the decision to come here rather than Austin. And all of you that have come here from other places, I'm sure grateful for that too. So thank you very much.